When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Oh, you betcha. Jumpin' Java. Right down the street in the studio for another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight. We say hello to Erin Lyon. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
I'm tired. I didn't even know what day it was when I got in. I was all turned around, and then I saw that you were coming in. I was excited about that. You have a good holiday?
Had a great holiday.
Good to hear.
Went too fast.
I know. It always goes too fast. It always goes too fast. So tell me about Jumpin' Java. What's new for the new year?
Well, we'll be officially reopened a year right around Winterfest.
Okay.
After being closed for a year. So that's pretty exciting. We're working on a new menu right now. So we're working on some like smaller grab and go kind of breakfast sandwiches.
Oh, nice. Okay.
That we're coming up with. And then, you know, just having people come back down and see us. We're getting the decor back to the way it was, trying to get that feeling back inside that space.
Well, for sure. For sure. And yummy, yummy coffee. And the people that greet you at Jumpin' Java always have a smile on their face. Do you have a favorite drink at Jumpin' Java that you like? Is there a favorite coffee that you like?
I'm a jump start. I'm a black coffee with espresso added.
Ooh.
So that'll put... I like coffee in my coffee.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I get it. I get it. Yeah, me too. I know. I know. I was, when I was doing a little holiday shop and I was getting some of these fancy drinks and stuff. And I, at one point I thought, is there coffee in this or is it just like milk and syrup and all this other stuff?
But
you know,
it tastes so good.
It does taste good. Jumpin' Java at 215 Washington Avenue. What are your hours?
We're open 8 to 5.
Okay. 8 to 5. And that's Monday through Sunday?
Yes.
Wow, open on Sundays too. Wonderful, wonderful. Dine in, outdoor seating. When we get like 45 in the winter, do you put some chairs out or no?
No, we are.
She's
after
shaking
October
her head.
October 31, everything gets pulled away and we just enjoy the outside from inside.
Wonderful. People can go to, I mean, it is pretty cold. But you have a nice website too. This is the first time I'm at your website. Ooh, if I wanted to order something, I could order something online and then go pick it up. That would be nice.
Absolutely. Yep. You can order right from there, right from our Square site.
And you use local products as well, correct?
Yes. We do everything as local as we possibly can.
Okay. Which means you get stuff from Brooklyn Bagels, Lakeshore Merchandisers, Village Baker, as well as Grand Finale Desserts and Pastries, too. Are you going to do anything special this summer? Any concerts or anything like that? Any Jumpin' Java concerts?
I am hoping that we're going to utilize that courtyard a little bit more. This
summer,
we kind of... It kind of snuck up on me.
Okay.
Summer did. I was not running the cafe until June, and then I took back over. So when that happened, it was kind of like, oh, okay. And then summer happens in the blink of an eye. But yeah, I would really like, especially since we've been working with the DDA, to have the tables, the picnic tables in that courtyard next to us.
That would be amazing.
Love to be able to do some acoustic sets out there and throw a little courtyard, you know, teeny tiny courtyard concerts.
That would be awesome. Speaking of the DDA and the Downtown Development Authority, Grand Haven Main Street, they are one. How important are they to Jumpin' Java and what it is you do every day?
We really enjoy our partnership with the DDA. We appreciate that they help push Grand Haven forward. We would love to see some more events happen in downtown and would love to participate in anything that is going on downtown. I think we're missing some of those old events that happened, you know, pre-COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think bringing some of that back would be really nice. But obviously, we're one team downtown. And we need to stay that way.
You guys really are. I mean, I've heard like if a business down the street is missing something, they'll call around. Or if you don't have power, you'll see if they have, you know, you're constantly reaching out to each other and talking to each other. So not only are you doing the Jumpin' Java Coffee House, but then, you know, over on the East End, you've got Kenzie's Beat Cafe as well. So a lot going on for you.
A lot going on. Staying busy in 2025.
Sure. Yeah, you sure are. So you could order online right now if you go to Jumpin' Java MI.com. You can order a drink there. You can take a look at their menus if you want to get e-gift cards. That's kind of cool. Anything else we need to know?
Just visit us. You know, we are open 7 days a week, 8 to 5, and we're at 215 Washington. We have all the food and coffee you could need. We also have pop and tea and all sorts of smoothies for people that aren't coffee drinkers. It's not just coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a variety of breakfast sandwiches and lunch and homemade soups. So give us a try.
Now, you don't open until 8, but I would think, you know, you can hear a pin. Nothing's going on in this town till then anyway. I mean, I hate to say it, but I ran out of coffee a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, are they open? I kept driving by, and I'm like, no, they're not open yet. But I mean, for you to be open at 5 in the morning, you may get one or two people trickle in, right?
Right. And we were open earlier. We started out doing what we were doing before around 7:30.
You
and
did.
We just weren't seeing the traffic.
You weren't
and
seeing
so we
it.
Had to move it to 8.
Yeah, I know. And I do remember not everybody gets up at 3:15 in the morning like I do. So, well, I'm looking forward to all the fun things that you have to offer at Jumpin' Java and utilizing that courtyard a little bit better. That'll be really cool for spring and summer.
I think it could be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to it. What do most people like in their coffee around here? Is there anything? Is there like a number one drink at Jumpin' Java that people in Grand Haven like?
The mocha or the chai?
Okay,
like
there you go.
It's like kind of standard drinks, but two of the most popular for sure.
There you go. Now I want one. Thanks for stopping in. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Erin Lyon with Jumpin' Java. They're going to have so many cool things jumping into spring and summer here. It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight. Don't go down.